Welcome to Love Your Life Now podcast number 7. So this is the 7th week that we're doing this. Yes.
Yay!
And I'm here today with Tina Thornton, who is a holistic health coach, and with Christina Sargun Powers, who is a Kundalini yoga teacher, and I myself am also a health coach and a lifestyle coach. And we are missing one person today, Sabine. She is not here today, however, and we are talking about being in the now today. It's kind of funny because one of us is not here now, but what I want to start with is, and we are still, if this is the first one you're listening to, the last 2 weeks we have been going through the principles that Dr. Wayne Dyer talks about in his book, Excuses Be Gone. And those are the 6 principles that he mentions that we need to follow in order to be able to get rid of all those excuses that keep us stuck in whatever situation that we're in that we don't want to be in any longer. We want to do a project, but we haven't. We want to finish a project, but we just haven't. We want to go somewhere else. We're going to be something else, do something else, but we just haven't. And most of the time, what keeps us stuck are excuses that we're using. So we thought we'd talk about these principles. And we had first awareness, then we had alignment. And this week now, the 3rd principle that we want to talk about is the now. And I'll start with a quote, and then we're gonna open our little discussion here. So here's the quote, it's from the book. Memories of the past and anticipation of the future exist only now. And thus, to try to live completely in the present is to strive for what already is the case. And that's by Alan Watts. So I want to ask the two of you, when I'm talking about the now, what meaning does that have for you?
Well, the now, related to our friend Sabine, it makes me think of the body of work that she's in right now. Mm-hmm. Is something called Landmark Forum. And if you're listening, you can find this all over the world. And it's an incredible body of work that allows us to really get back to the beginner's mind. All of the things that we might have experienced along the way, the idea, too, with this work is we've experienced things in our lives that have kind of shut down our view of the world to where we start to operate more from what we've experienced from the past, and we don't have that connection to the now. But as soon as we start to peel away those layers and have that awareness, then we're able to be fully connected to the now. So it's ironic that Sabine is doing this body of work, and that's a wonderful rabbit hole to go down, Landmark Forum, for anyone that's listening.
Yes, exactly. So,
well, for me, I'm just amazed at In our lives, there can be all kinds of chaos going around and swimming around. And when we get caught up in that chaos, we are completely out of the now. We're out of the present.
Yeah.
Because that chaos is usually triggered by something that's happened in the past. And it's also can be triggered by some very high concern, high anxiety, confusion and loss about what's going on in the future. Always being concerned of what's going to happen next, how am I going to take care of this? And when you are fully present and like being in the eye of the storm, when you're in the center of the storm, there's complete and total calm. And what is going on now is nothing, there's nothing more important than that. And that brings you out of that chaos and allows you to have a completely different perspective.
Yes. Also, I would say it allows you to be more peaceful in whatever the situation is.
And you disengage probably from a cellular memory because mm-hmm. you have experiences that you keep.
Totally. Like
there are some yeah. food allergies, in fact, where someone could be eating an avocado and they've witnessed something traumatic with their parents. They can develop an allergic response to avocado that takes them through the end of their life with that, unless they can get to the center of what created that initial response. It's very, very interesting. We'll carry cellular memories of things that have occurred for us. And so the body can get trapped in past experiences and And it's our wonderful duty and business to get about freeing ourselves from those things that have gotten us stuck.
Well, that's how critical it is to have your optimum health, because there is not this disconnect that you are a body or you are a mind or you are spirit. They are interwoven. And the spirit is troubled when the body is troubled. The mind is troubled when the body is troubled. And it takes, and when there is trouble in the body, it takes us out of the present. Consciously, and like you said, subconsciously. When there is a sense memory that has been locked into the brain, the body reacts.
Yeah.
And the mind isn't even completely aware of it on that conscious, present level understanding.
Would you both say that what would be helpful to get to the now would be accessing the body, an intense, very clear awareness of what's happening within the body via breathing, via... What do you think?
Exactly. I would say what has helped me come back in a moment, if I really, when I really was out of the now, maybe in a panic or afraid stage or something like that, then really just remembering to inhale, exhale is the beginning. And that's the awareness, that's, you know, having the awareness that, okay, I'm not in the now, having that awareness, bringing that inhale, exhale, then comes the alignment. Okay, this is what's happening right now. Instead of fighting it, I'm just going to align with what's happening right now. And then that's when I can potentially bring myself into the now and experience it for what it is. And in the meditation that we haven't done that. I wanted to start with that today. But that's where we do the three inhale exhales. And I always say that's the only place where we can effect change and where we can do anything is the now, because we can't change what already happened. We cannot predict what's going to happen. So what we think might happen, we might be thinking about something for hours or days that is possibly going to happen in the future, and then it never does, and then we missed all this time to actually be active in creating the life that we want to live. And the podcast is called Love Your Life Now. So if you want to love your life now, that's where you have to be. You have to be in your life now. You cannot stay in the better life maybe that you had before, or maybe the drama that happened before. And you cannot think that by projecting all the time and just thinking about in your mind what can and cannot happen in the future. It's an illusion if you think that that's going to bring you a better life now. So I think it's just kind of a centerpiece for everyone.
There's a quote from Yogi Bhajan that comes to mind. And I used to love listening to his voice and the way he'd have a cadence when he'd emphasize it. And he said, tomorrow cannot come to you unless you have infinite intuition. Or unless, and he'd also say, unless you are infinitely intuitive. Mm. That means you are infinitely intuitive. You're so busy worrying about the future, what we've been saying, or you're stuck in the past. But if you are infinitely intuitive, tomorrow will always come because you know what's coming. It is not unexpected. You're in the present. You're living in the present. But because you are such a highly intuitive state meditatively, it's very clear. You're not worried or concerned. You know.
So also letting go of resistance to what is.
Mm-hmm.
That I would feel that if I'm highly intuitive and I'm always knowing what's coming, that means that I'm also not resisting what's coming. Because if I was resisting it, I would pick up something, I think this is coming, and then I would be back in the future.
Or in the fearful
or
state.
Exactly. So in the book, Excuses Begone, there is one story that Dr. Wayne Dyer tells, and I want to tell the story about the now, because I have actually found myself also, this is another tool, so listen to the story. I've used this story as a tool to bring myself back to the future. And it's very short.
Back to the now.
Back to the future. Okay. Yes. So here's what he says. He actually went to a safari in South Africa, and they were having dinner one evening, and they noticed that there were a number of zebras grazing outside the tent. And as they looked closer, he noticed that something had taken a chunk out of the zebra's, one of the zebra's buttocks. So had bitten the zebra and injured it. And he says, this, I'm going to just read it from the book. One of the zebras had been attacked during the night, and its right hindquarter and leg looked as if it had been chewed on by a lion looking for a meal. This beautiful animal seemed to be peacefully grazing, completely in the moment, even though one of its legs had almost been chewed off the night before.
Wow.
I thought if that animal was capable of being fully present under such conditions, how could I suffer anxiety over what might or might not happen in the future, or be upset about what took place in the past? That zebra seemed to be saying, this is the only moment I have. This is what is, and I'm going to live fully in each instant until I leave this plane of existence.
Mm. Brilliant.
Wow.
Brilliant.
Doesn't that give you goosebumps? Thank you for sharing that.
Every time, yes. So if I'm driving in the car and I'm starting to think about all these things, past or future, this story now keeps popping into my head, and I have this visual of this zebra grazing, and then I can also feel it, because when we watch animals, you know, we just watch what they're doing, they're completely wherever they are. They're not thinking about something that happened or thinking about what's going to happen. They always seem to be right there, wherever they are. And so then I say, okay, maybe I can do that too. And I breathe, obviously. So that brings me back. And that has really helped me learn about being present. If you would have to say or mention something or someone that helped you learn to be more in the present, so that our listeners could maybe, you know, pick up on that. Who would you?
My child. I've grabbed Christina. That has been outrageous. I mean, literally, I've done things in my life to where, you know, I could have, just through some documentary work and some things that could have really taken me off the planet. I had no attachment to being here.
Mm-hmm.
But once I gave birth, once Christina came into my being, it was incredible.
I echoed.
Incredible.
Totally.
There's nothing else of having my kids. And I mean, you're taking it to a very, very, you know, high meditative level, even just on the physical level of whatever they're doing, there's nothing more important. You know, from, you know, the mm-hmm. time they're younger,
mm-hmm.
You know, the house is a mess, not important. You're late, not important.
Yeah.
Everything that they need, especially at the younger age, takes precedent, and you lose that sense of worry.
Mm-hmm.
You're drawn
mm-hmm.
right to whatever their needs are in that moment, and that taught me tremendously.
Yeah.
And it's changed a little bit since they're older.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're now they're on their own, taking care of their own presence, and so I have to remind myself of how to be present.
One of the things about having a child too is, you know, before that, I didn't know that I was a breeder. So I just thought my work, my projects were what my focus was. But having a child too, and thinking about the kind of world that it is, you can understand.
Mm.
And I know with you guys
yeah.
and your consciousness, you would be thinking about the kind of world we're leaving them and the deep concern there. But the interesting thing in being in the now with our child, they are here. And their being here at this time has us connect so deeply with the fact that there is the great spirit, the God, the divine presence, that we know that all is going to be in perfect divine order for their experience.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to fear for their futures.
Absolutely. One of my teachers, when I was going through teacher training about 12 years ago, and my children were very young, I was a single mother, and it was very painful for me to leave them alone. You know, they
mm-hmm.
were 5 and 8 years old. And I came into teacher training. I would be there for 30 hours. It was a weekend training at the time. And I was in tears. You know, she said, get yourself together. She goes, you need to be present here right now. You
mm-hmm.
can't worry about them, because that energy goes out to them and they're going to be a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Get yourself together and get focused and get in here and do this training. Be here right now. That's my teacher, Tej.
Yes. And so, gosh, so many things. When you just mentioned that, you know, it's really like... when my son, he brings me to the now. He comes, he gives me a hug, and I don't want to be anywhere else. Because why would I want to be anywhere else? So that, you know, takes off. So I know when I'm in a state where I need to go take a yoga class or something, if I cannot be present for him, if he says things like, "Did you listen to what I just said?" And that's my moment of, oh my goodness, I think I need to go do some meditation or something because I'm out there. And he picks up on it so fast. And I bet most kids have the ability to really pick up if their parents are present with them or if their parents are just handling them as a side project while they are focusing on the future or while they are worrying about what happened in the past. And that one thing that I'm always thinking is when I hear it in the movies, right? It wasn't ever said to me, but in the movies you hear a lot about, we're doing this for you guys. That's why we're always working. That's why we're never here. We're doing this for you. And all the kids want in every instant is like, I just wanted you to be here. So realizing, recognizing that giving ourselves to them. Now, if we're doing something like this, like a training, something, we need to be there and we need to be there 100% so that it could be completed successful. But then we have to have these times where we completely give ourselves to our children and are there for them, because that is the most precious gift that they can receive, and that's the gift that they want to receive, because they somehow intuitively still know that being together, being in each other's presence and fully being present with this other human being is the most best, I don't know, most wonderful thing ever. Because I guess nowadays, or maybe always, it's so hard for us to be there and to give this gift to each other.
It's access to the divine. It's access to who we truly are, to be in that state. Very cool.
And you miss everything.
You miss exactly
everything that's important is happening now.
Yes, it's always happening now, because when else could it happen?
Yeah.
Right? If it happened, your past is past. And I lived like this for a long time. I always was thinking about the things that happened, you know, around the age that I was 18, 19, 20. And I just always wanted to go back there. And then years later, I would notice, this time frame is completely missing, because I was busy being even further back and I wasn't able to be present and powerful and create and do and, you know, experience things in that moment that I was using to worry about the future or to think about what I wanted back that I had in the past or whatever. So,
you know, and it's interesting, as you know, we're all mothers and we're so connected in that way. And as you're sitting there speaking, I'm suddenly going back in my mind, going the moments when I was doing the automatic momming, and, you know, one of my children said, "Did you hear what I just said? Mom, can you respond?" You know, sending me back. I'm back in the past. Suddenly, right here as we're speaking, and then I'm suddenly back in the past. Like, and this, you know, this is the only important moment right now, being in this conversation. But we go back there so quickly in as humans. And it is human. And we can't sit there and beat ourselves up and go, okay, we do that.
Absolutely.
Right, right. So we don't want to beat ourselves up. And one other person that I want to mention, for someone who is looking to become more into the past, is Eckhart Tolle.
Oh, beautiful.
Come more into the present.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Into the present. Oh, my goodness. Come out of the past and come into...
I already messed up with the future. Now I messed up with the past.
And Eckhart Tolle
English
also.
English is the second language. That's okay.
You guys are crazy. So Eckhart Tolle, who, by the way, is German. So he does have a little bit of an accent. And... you know, but you can still, it's really, I bought his book, The Power of Now, on audiobook.
Beautiful.
because I love to also listen to his voice, it, you know, because the energy gets transmuted through someone's voice if they really believe in and know what they are talking about. So since he's reading his own book, that was really powerful for me, and that was really the start for me to start really learning about the present, how to be in the present, what difference does it make, how do I do it, how do I get better. And I am much more often in the present now than I used to be. And talking about being in the present, we are already out of time again. Do you want to mention another workshop or something that we're doing?
Yeah, I definitely want to mention the workshop that's upcoming with, it's called Love, Loving the Skin You're In. This is for mothers and preteen to teen daughters, age 9 to 18, roughly. And this will be happening March 15th here at Yoga for Balance. And the pre-registration is available online up until March 8th, and that's $30 for both mother and daughter. And after that, it's $45 up to the 15th, and that time is 2:45 to 4 p.m. in the afternoon, and that's with myself, Sonia Sophie, and Siobhan Long, who is a registered esthetician.
And to get your tickets, you can go to yogaforbalance.com, .org. It's www.yogaforbalance.org. And you'll find a link there to pay and register. And so with that, we hope that you will find the strength to stay in the now. And that will give you the strength to do this life and to be on this journey and to have a life that you can love now. So this was Tina Thornton, Christina Sugren Powers, and Sonia Sophie with Love Your Life Now podcast. This was episode number 7. Join us back next Friday for episode number 8. Bye.